And we're joined now by the Reverend Serene Jones. She is a prolific writer and was the first female president of the Union Theological Society. She has written a book called Call It Grace, Finding Meaning in a Fractured World. Good morning, Dr. Jones.
Good morning.
What makes you believe, Dr. Jones, that we're in a unique moment in history, embarking on the search for grace-filled American spirituality?
Well, I think that we are at that moment, not just for good reasons. I wrote this book in an attempt to address what I perceive as an enormous spiritual crisis in this country, and the fractures that run through us are threatening to really pull us under. I think the levels of anxiety are increasing, the vitriol is growing, the hatred that is spewed across all sorts of lines seems unstoppable, and this book is my attempt to say there is another path, and that is the path of love and of grace.
Who is spurring this environment we have right now?
Well, we have an administration that really fuels it, I think, by speaking and enacting policies that are based on exclusion and hatred. But part of what my book tries to address is that the divisions in our nation have long histories. In Native American genocide, chattel slavery, Jim Crow, a long legacy of anti-immigrant sentiment, and the fractures in our policies related to economics and healthcare education. All of these have been problems that have been growing over time, and as a nation, if we can't look at them honestly and address them with care and love, we will not flourish and continue as a healthy democracy.
Dr. Serene Jones, author of Call It Grace, Finding Meaning in a Fractured World, is with us through the hour, 877-217-5757. And you include in your book and in your thought prior to writing the book messages from philosophers, thinkers, not only Jesus, but many others, and some non-Christians of note.
Yes, I myself am a Christian minister, and I run a seminary that is still predominantly Christian, but increasingly interreligious. And I also have many students here who have left the church, the synagogue, and are finding themselves still deeply spiritual and looking for meaning in searching for grace and asking serious questions. The great thing about using a full spectrum of people speaking about grace is we start to realize that this idea that love is the ultimate purpose of our lives and truth about who we are is not just a Christian notion, but it runs through all of the religious traditions that span our world, as well as the long and deep traditions of atheism and agnosticism. It's a kind of core truth about our humanity that we have been hearing for thousands of years, and it's time we listen again to that truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does theology play in the lives of people who are not religious?
Well, I think that to be human is to, at times, mostly, I think it happens at times of crisis in your life, but not only, to ask the big question about what is the purpose of it all? Why am I here? What is the big story of the universe? Why does it exist, and where are we going together? And to ask that kind of question about the meaning of it all is to ask a theological question. So it's not limited just to people who show up on church on Sunday morning. It's really a universal human question.
Serene Jones, Barnes & Noble has reported a 25% jump in the sales of books about anxiety since President Trump took office. Is one related to the other?
Well, yes. I think that he continues to stir the fractures that already exist in our society and open them up and fuel hatred. The spiritual crisis that I write about in this book has at its core the idea that when you begin to harbor hatred and you begin to be completely consumed by anger and a sense that you're being wronged and that other people are bad and you're righteous, you first think that you're getting back at the people you hate, but the truth about it is that hatred eventually begins to consume you internally, and you find no peace in your life, and you experience enormous anxiety, and it's very destabilizing. I think that's happening across our country, across all of the differences that mark us.
You live in New York City?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's always been the center of the universe, hustle, bustle, and the President of the United States did very well in that city, as we know. He rarely goes back there. He only received 15% of the votes in his hometown. But how is he viewed in the Big Apple?
Well, I think he doesn't come back here often because he is encouraged by New Yorkers not to come back often because basically we would have to shut down the city because the level of protests would be so enormous, which is not to say that New York is not without its own problems with respect to anxiety. You feel them here really deeply in the growing housing crisis. It's a very wealthy city that's creating context and spaces for very wealthy people to live and not dealing with the reality that economically it is extremely diverse and people no longer have places to live.
We're listening to Dr. Serene Jones, the first female president of the Union Theological Society. How do you describe living a grace-filled life?
Well, I wish I could say that living a grace-filled life means that everything is perfect and you never have any more anxiety and your life is simply transparent and beautiful. And I do think there are moments of beauty that come with grace. But for me, and I think for many of the traditions I talk about, to know grace is to simply pause and recognize that you are loved and that you are capable of loving others. And that is the ultimate purpose of your life. You can read as many self-help books you want, go on diets, exercise more, but until you come to grips with this fundamental question about the meaning of it all, you're not going to get at the source of what's ailing you. And what ails us is a spiritual ailment, which is the lack of faith. And I don't mean faith in terms of religion. I mean faith in the power of love.
You have spent much of your academic career involved in gender studies. Is it different in the world we know today for men than it is for women? Does one gender have it better than the other?
Well, I think right now no one has it good, and that's true across the divides that we have. I've been very inspired by the Me Too movement. In the book, I talk about sexual abuse in my own family in relation to my grandfather, and I also speak openly about the challenges of being a leader as a woman in particularly the church world, which large sections of it have yet to recognize the ministry of women. But I also think that the way in which women are socialized across the board tends to make women more conscious of the need for care of bodies, of children, of old people, and one of the shifts that we need in this country is more permission for men to recognize the power of love and care.
The book is Call It Grace from Dr. Serene Jones, Finding Meaning in a Fractured World. And Dr. Jones, by the way, taught at Yale University for 17 years, and Yale plays LSU in the NCAA tournament, the opener in a couple hours, less than 2 hours. We thank you for joining us, Dr. Jones, and congratulations on Call It Grace.
Well, thank you for the conversation.
We're back tomorrow. Stay tuned.